Jeremiah 29:11. It's a part in the Bible. And God says that he has a plan for our lives. It's a good plan. It's a plan that's full of hope. It's a plan that gives us a destiny. And I don't know what you walked in here tonight, but the truth is that you're no accident, you're no mistake, and that you have as much of a purpose and a destiny for your life as anyone else. I mean, even if your parents didn't intend you, God made you. He formed you together in your mother's wombs. 2 Peter 1:3 says that we have everything that we need for godliness. That God has a plan for your life, and he's given you everything that you need to go after it. And you don't lack anything except for maybe one thing. Are you ready to go all in? Acts 17:26 says that from one man, God made all people. Tonight, we're one family in God because of Jesus, and we're all descendants of Adam. And from one man, we've all come from him, and that he's determined the times and the places that we'd live. That God literally stepped back and in his infinite splendor. Think of the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. The most beautiful night sky. The most gorgeous anything of the creation. And God in his infinite splendor is 1,000 times more brilliant. He stepped back from all that. And do you know he chose the very instant and the moment that you'd be born? And then he chose the very place that he would put you. You're not in the wrong neighborhood. You're exactly where God needs you to be. To become everything he's called you to be. To transform this world for him. And you don't lack anything. You don't lack anything except for maybe one thing. Are you ready to go all in? In 1 Samuel chapter 14, there's a man named Jonathan. He's a prince of Israel. And he gets with his armor bearer. And he says, I have this plan, this vision from God. That we're supposed to go and attack this Philistine outpost. And you know what? Here's their plan. If God's for us, we're going to climb up this hill. We're going to climb up this cliff. Totally defenseless. We can't even defend ourselves. We're just going to climb up. And if God's for us, the Philistines are going to look down on us. They're going to call us dogs and say, come up here so that we can kill you. And if God's not on our side, then as we climb that hill, the Philistines will say, stay right there. We're going to come kill you. Here's the two options. God's for us, we'll be victorious. God's not on our side, and we die. And he looks at the armor bearer and says, are you with me? Are you with me? And the armor bearer turns and says, I'm with you heart and soul. That's what it looks like to go all in. There's no exit strategy. There's either God is for us and he's good and he is and he has a plan for your life. And before time began, he said where you were going to be born. He decided the moment you need to be born and he's given you everything that you need for godliness. You lack nothing except for maybe one thing. Are you ready to go all in? You've heard from a lot of different voices tonight, but I want to ask you to hear from the most important voice, and that's the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because he's challenging you and he's calling some of us to go all in tonight. And this is a community event. And I'm actually going to do something that I don't think we've ever done at Youthquake before. I'm actually going to ask adults to stand first. Usually we do for students, but here's what I want. If you're an adult in here, you're a parent, you're an educator, you're a youth leader of some kind, and you want to just let every student in this place know that there's a community that believes in them and that they can go all in and become everything that God's called them to be, I want to ask you to stand up right now as a sign to our students that we love them and that we're for them. All right, you guys can go ahead and take a seat. And students, you got to know there's a lot of people that love you. There's a lot of people that love you. And here's what we're going to do in just a moment. I want to ask you to do something brave. And I want you to think about it before you do it, because there's been a lot of things said and you've heard a lot of different things. I want you to ask God, God, is tonight the night I'm going to go all in? Because you know, I'm convinced that most hard things in life are just easy things done at the wrong time. And that tonight, if you decide to go all in, you can change the direction of your life forever. And that you can get down the road. You can say, I'm so thankful I went all in as a 14-year-old that I didn't get afraid of the demon of the FCAT. I've been talking to youth pastors, and they're saying students are dropping out of school because of a test. And God's got more for you than to be afraid of words on a paper. He's got a destiny. He's calling you out, and you lack nothing. He's giving you everything. If God wanted you to be taller or smarter or faster or anything else, he would have made you that way. He's giving you everything that he needs you to have to accomplish everything that he's called you to go. And my question is, are you ready to go all in? Are you ready to go all in? Are you ready to go all in? So if you are, if you want to say, I'm going to give it all to you, God. I want to go all in. I have no exit strategy. Either you're good and you got a good future for my life and I'm going to believe it. I'm not afraid of failing. I'm not afraid of what my peers might say. I just want to go all in for you. I'm going to ask you on the count of three to stand up as a sign that you want to give it all to God. You want to go all in. 1, 2, 3. Father God, we thank you for every student that wants to go all in tonight. We thank you that you're for them, that greater is he who's in us than he's in the world. What you're doing right now is amazing. I pray that you give fresh visions and dreams to every student standing up, that we would see our lives from your perspective, that we would have your heart for our futures. I pray that there's students right now, I can just feel it, they're standing up, and tonight was the first night they realized that there was adults that cared about them and loved them and believed that they could do something of significance. And I just want to echo, that's so true, God. There's a lot of people in the city that love them, but most of all, you love them. Now, there's another group of people in this room that you know, as this night's been going on, you've been listening to how people over and over again have said, you got to have that relationship with Jesus. It's got to be found in what God's doing in your life. And you know what? You're sitting there and you know you've never, ever given your life to the Lord. It's all been about you. It's been about what you can do. It's been about your way, not God's way. And I want to challenge someone tonight to give your life over to the Lord. Jesus died for us so much that he took the penalty for our sin. He died on a cross. And 3 days later, he rose to life. And he offers that type of everlasting resurrection power to us today. And if you've never put your faith in Jesus, I want you to know he's calling out to you and he loves you. And we've done this whole event for you because we want to give you a chance. So if I could have everybody stand together. If you need to come down to the altar tonight and just kneel here as just a sign, just you and God, because you've never given your life to the Lord, or you're in this place and you know that God has more for you and you have not been going all in. You've been going your own way. You've been afraid and you just want to come and say, God, I don't want to be afraid anymore. I want to give it to you. This place is open and it's a place where you can just meet with God. I'm going to have our worship team lead us in a song. I just want you to come down here. And I just want you to meet with the Lord. I just want you to meet with the Lord. So I'm going to ask you to do something really brave. We already have people moving forward. If you need to come give your life to the Lord tonight, you can come up right now. There's a lot of people in this community that love you and believe in you. You can go ahead and come forward. I see some people. Let's give these people a round of applause because they're absolutely amazing. Come on, there's some more people. I can feel it. Yeah, praise God for this. If you're on the balcony, I'll wait. We will wait. All right, is there anybody else? Hey, guys, do this real quick for me and turn around because there's a lot of people who love you right now and they want to say hey. Let's give a clap for these people. All right, is there anybody else in this place? You know right now God's calling you. It's time to give your life to him. You don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. Don't miss this moment. Anybody else? All right, you guys can turn around if you would. And let's get on one knee together. Hey, we got some, you guys in the balcony, come on, we'll wait for you. Come on. Here's what we're going to do as these final people are kind of coming down. If you still need to come down, you can. That's the cool thing about grace. It's never too late. So here's what I want to do. I want to lead you in a prayer. We still got some more people coming down. Is there anybody else? I mean, you know the Lord's pulling on your heart. Anybody else? All right. Well, here's what we're going to do, guys. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And you know what? I'm not a special person. I don't have any magical words for you. But you know what God wants to hear? God wants to hear your heart. He wants to hear what you have to say. And I'm going to give you some words that you can say, but you know what matters most is what's going on in your heart right now. And it's a simple prayer. It's just going to say that we acknowledge that God, He's perfect and that we're not, and that we needed someone to come and make us clean again. And that's what He did in Jesus. So if you would, close your eyes, bow our heads together. And everybody that's with us today, if you already love the Lord, if you're already His child, why don't we pray this prayer together too? We'll say, Dear God, I thank You for Jesus. I thank You for what He did for us on the cross. And I confess that I have sin in my life and that I need You. I pray that You would meet me in the place where I am afraid, and that You give me Your strength. I want to go all in for You. I pray that right now You would fill me with Your Holy Spirit and teach me how to follow You. I love You. Amen. Amen, amen. You guys stay right here. We're going to clap for you because this is awesome. Right now there's a party in heaven. You know, I can see for a lot of you, this is something that's really powerful and you're really moved. And you know what? There's a group of people right now backstage, teenagers, our cast. They love you. They never even met you before, but they've been praying for you and they're so excited to get to meet you. And so my friend Randy over here, she has her little flashlight up. I'm actually going to ask you to walk up on stage and follow Randy back. It's only going to take 5-10 minutes. There's someone that's your age that wants to pray with you and get to know you and talk to you about what God did tonight. So let's go ahead, guys. Come on up here. You guys are doing good. Everyone's going to keep clapping for you. It's great. It's great. Here we go. Here we go. Here's what we're going to do, man. The Bible says that when someone comes home, there's a huge party in heaven. And that's what's happening right now. And we're going to give God everything that He's due. We're going to lift up His holy name and we're going to worship Him right now together as a church. Over 40 different churches represented in this place right now. You guys ready to worship the Lord? Amen, amen. Amen.